This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Now to contributing writer David Waz with a personal tale that he calls I Was Remixed.
In 1980, an old school chum of mine from Detroit called me in California and said he was about to rob a dry cleaner's if I didn't return immediately and cut a couple of records with him, as we did avocationally through high school. I decided to save him from a life of crime, and we did indeed record two funky dance singles, one of which was called Wheel Me Out, featuring my mother on lead vocals.
You did it, Jim, and I'm next.
I wrote the lyrics and played sax. My partner Don Was, future Grammy-winning producer, did all the rest. Lo and behold, we were signed to Island Records right out of the box. Wheel Me Out caught on with the dance DJs in London and New York, and we were on our way to worldwide obscurity and near minimum wage. We called ourselves Was Not Was, spelled W-A-S, which we also took as our nom de plume. A quarter century later, after a bit of luck on the pop charts here and abroad, we got a call from our music publisher in London. He said a DJ record producer named Eric Prydz wanted to remix our old groove. We agreed immediately, especially as we were to retain 100% of the new copyright. And oh yes, the publisher wanted to know, Eric would like to rename the new track W-O-Z, not W-O-Z, Was, not Was, if we didn't object. Well, sure, I said. I don't care if he names it the Was Brothers or Has-Beens. What the heck? Basically, all the good Mr. Prydz did was sample a few four-bar segments of the original and start overlaying it with new beats, sending the signal through filters and compressors and digital delays. It's the modern-day version of how blues men used to embellish each other's material. Even Duke Ellington did it. Reportedly, Duke would keep a keen ear on his soloists as they played, then use their spontaneous improvisations as the kernel for a new song. He'd slip them 100 for a composition that might wind up being a standard. Well, like all good fairy tales, this one has a happy ending. Eric Prydz is now a household name on the dance charts of Europe, having had two smash singles last summer, one a revamp of an old Stevie Winwood hit, and the other the aforementioned Wheel Me Out, now known as Was Not Was. If you Google the new spelling and not our band name, you'll find a million different remixes and can even download the song as a polyphonic ringtone. Who knew? And now my good friend Mr. Prydz has added a new lyric to the remix track. He's putting it out on his new album that'll probably sell a million copies or more. And yes, he wants a better deal now that he's the big name and I'm the mere senior citizen who wrote the original track. I told my publishers to give him what he wants and keep an eye out for my new self-help guide, How to Have a Hit Record While Playing Golf in Maui.
Musician and day-to-day contributor David Watts.